You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
The 2018 Football World Cup is less than a week away. From the 14th of June to the 15th of July, 32 FIFA member teams will battle to be crowned the undisputed champions of football worldwide. That might seem like a silly statement given Real Madrid's run in 2018, but the World Cup is about, you know, the world. And that is what our pick of the day is all about. Welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh.
Editor's Pick of the Day. What we can look forward to in the FIFA World Cup. A Money Control exclusive.
The excitement is reaching fever pitch, which is ironic considering the opening match is between host country Russia, which is placed 70th in FIFA rankings, and against Saudi Arabia, which is not too far ahead at 67th. Not quite the crackerjack of an opening match one hopes from a World Cup. But let's face it, you'll still be watching it only because it's the tournament opener. You don't care about the result of that particular match. Speaking of watching, the World Cup will start at 8:30 p.m. India time on the 14th on Sony 10-2. Football is increasing in popularity in India, and you can tell that is true because the World Cup will have commentary in Hindi, Bengali and Malayalam as well on Sony's other channels. In a recent report, Sony officials said they were expecting viewership in India for the 2018 World Cup to cross 100 million. With match timings more amenable for Indian viewers, the World Cup in Russia is expected to attract very good viewership. For the uninitiated and those who don't care to watch football matches at ungodly hours, bear in mind that Russia, or at least the Moscow part of it, is only 2.5 hours behind India, time zone wise. So you should be done by about 1 a.m. most days. For those that prefer to watch it online, Sony's digital content arm Sony Live will live stream all the World Cup games in India. The official broadcaster even has a campaign called Meri Dusri Country that encourages Indian viewers to cheer for an adopted country's team. We'll all just be adopting Brazil, won't we? But back to the tournament itself. The defending champion is Germany. It continues to be one of the favourites to win the cup again. If Germany make it to the final or win it, expect a ton of jokes about how Russia should have conducted the World Cup in the winter. But the hot favourites are, and this is an easy guess, the yellow-jerseyed men from Brazil. Bookies give Brazil 4-1 odds of winning the cup in Russia. Will it really be that easy for them? That's what we have a month of televised matches for. Then there are the 2010 champions, Spain. With players like Sergio Ramos, Isco and Iniesta, they remain a fearsome team. The other team people see as a favourite in this cup is France. France last won the World Cup 20 years ago. It is an impressive team though, with players like Paul Pogba and Antoine Griezmann. Iceland and Panama are playing a Football World Cup for the first time this year. The tournament has 64 matches played in 11 cities. The 32 teams are divided into 8 groups, A through H, of 4 teams each. Let's take a quick look at the teams and players who could define the 2018 World Cup. The teams in Group A are Egypt, Russia, Saudi Arabia and Uruguay. Mohamed Salah is one of the celebrity players in this group alongside Luis Suarez, but an injury could see him not take the field on Friday in Egypt's first match against Uruguay. Egypt are playing in a World Cup after 28 years. Uruguay are the favourites in Group A. Group B has Portugal, Spain, Morocco and Iran. Any guesses who the favourite here is? Well, here's a hint. It begins with an R and ends in an O, and it's not Romeo, it's Ronaldo. The current World Player of the Year knows a great performance at the World Cup will guarantee him a third consecutive Player of the Year award. Ronaldo won the Euro 2016 trophy with Portugal and will be keen on securing his place among the game's greatest names by leading his nation to a World Cup title. And look out for the Portugal versus Spain match. Now there's a match that could be memorable. Group C has France, Australia, Peru and Denmark. Australia has a pretty good football team, as I found out only today. Football is their cup of tea, wouldn't you think, with the sledging and the fouling. But the favourite in this group is not Australia, it is France. 21-year-old Ousmane Dembélé is due a big one since moving to the Barcelona team, and what better stage to announce himself. France is just too strong, so the Peru versus Denmark match could be the exciting one in this group. Group D has Argentina, Iceland, Croatia and Nigeria. This is Lionel Messi's group. Enough said. This man needs a World Cup to crown a fabulous career. The teams in Group E are Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica and Serbia. Brazil are favourites, of course, way too much talent and way too much skill in that lineup. Neymar, Coutinho and Firmino to name just the top three players to watch out for. But the Swiss don't roll over easy and neither do the Serbs. Expect to see some stiff challenges which can only mean great football matches. Group F sees Germany face off against Mexico, Sweden and South Korea. The defending champion Germany is the firm favourite here, knife through butter, but we can expect a good showdown between Mexico and Sweden. Group G has Belgium, Panama, Tunisia and England. Belgium are the favourites to top this group, a team with proven talent like Romelu Lukaku, Eden Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne and Vincent Kompany can't be ignored as contenders for the title. And worry not, all ye England fans, it's the dark horse here. A team with Harry Kane and Raheem Sterling, two of the top five goal scorers in the Premier League, can certainly do some damage. Look out for the Belgium versus England match, that'll be a humdinger. The final group, Group H, has Poland, Senegal, Colombia and Japan. Colombia are the favourites here, but they can expect a good challenge from Poland. The player to watch out for in this group is the lightning-fast Senegalese striker Sadio Mane. He scored 20 goals and dished out 8 assists across all competitions while helping Liverpool get to the Champions League final. The Poland vs Senegal match has the makings of an exciting Group H match. The 2018 World Cup will also see the introduction of VAR, or Video Assisted Referee. It's a bit like the third umpire in cricket. While the third umpire referral has been present in cricket for ages, football has avoided such technological involvements for a long time. Goal line technology debuted in the 2014 FIFA World Cup, and now Video Assistant Referee, or VAR, which has already been extensively used in Germany's Bundesliga and Italy's Serie A, will be deployed in the most elite of all football competitions. The referee can make use of the VAR in 4 scenarios: checking whether a goal should be allowed or not, for penalties, for red card decisions, and for a case of mistaken identity where the referee books the wrong player. With the ridiculous histrionics that happen with fouls in football, this could be a welcome addition to a premier tournament to ensure fair play. The referee can either request a review or the video team can recommend one themselves based on the severity of the call. A review isn't taken until the referee makes the call. The final call remains with the referee to change his decision or stick by it. Somewhat similar to the umpire's call in cricket. To ensure that all matches are played fairly, FIFA will install 2 extra cameras during every match, in addition to the 33 cameras that the broadcasters install for offside decisions. No more hand of God sort of moments in football World Cups, I'm guessing. We can expect some controversy from VAR decision, especially considering that many players themselves aren't too kicked about technology overturning decisions or even goals that have been scored. And finally, a look at the top players at this year's World Cup. The guys who can turn matches and leave fans spellbound with their skills. There's a reason football is called the beautiful game. Let's look briefly at the top 5 beautiful players for this year's Golden Boot Award. First, we have Cristiano Ronaldo. From winning the Euro with Portugal in 2016 to lifting a 3rd consecutive Champions League trophy with Real Madrid last month, Ronaldo is enjoying the most successful period of his stellar career. He scored 44 goals in 44 games for Real Madrid last season. As captain of Portugal, he's sure to be a central figure for his country at the World Cup. But he insisted on tempering expectations, saying Portugal must be realistic as they're not among the World Cup favourites. Next is the man who won the Golden Ball in the last World Cup, Lionel Messi. But it was not an entirely happy campaign for the champion player, losing the final to Germany courtesy Mario Götze's extra time goal. Messi would love to lift the World Cup more than anything else. He goes into the tournament in outstanding form following another brilliant domestic campaign in which he dragged Barcelona to a La Liga and Copa del Rey double. The pressure is certainly on Messi to deliver. Another player to look out for is Brazilian star Neymar da Silva Santos Jr. Neymar scored 4 goals in 5 matches in the 2014 World Cup before a fractured vertebra cut his tournament short, thanks to Colombia's Juan Zuniga kneeing him in the back in the quarterfinal. Neymar comes into the 2018 Cup after a good first season with Paris Saint-Germain, scoring 28 goals in 30 games. He will be looking to avenge the 7-1 pasting that Germany gave Brazil in the 2014 semi-finals. Then there is Thomas Müller of Germany, a quality performer in a team that knows how to win. Müller is the highest goalscorer among all players currently participating in the World Cup. He has 10 goals from his previous 2 World Cups and could end up finishing as the all-time highest scorer in World Cups if he can net 7 more goals in Russia. And last but not least is Robert Lewandowski of Poland. Lewandowski capped another great season with Bayern Munich, finishing as top scorer with 29 goals. He was also the top goal scorer in Europe for the qualifying stages with 16 goals for Poland. Lewandowski might just finish as the top scorer on the World Cup stage as well.
Editor's pick of the day. What we can look forward to in the FIFA World Cup. This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.